Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A busy courtroom.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The sentencing today of disgraced financier Bernard Madoff is expected to draw quite the crowd. Hundreds of people are expected. Some of them have asked to speak before a judge sentences them today. Madoff pleaded guilty back in March to charges that his exclusive investment advisory business was actually a massive Ponzi scheme. Federal prosecutors say Madoff orchestrated perhaps the largest financial swindle in history. Prosecutors are seeking a 150-year sentence. President Obama has been talking about an overhaul of health care, and one of the main questions about his plan is how to pay for it. Over the weekend, we got a hint, and it may involve a tax hike, Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
President Obama's top political advisor on Sunday said the White House wouldn't rule out a tax hike on employer-provided health insurance plans. This despite Obama's campaign promise not to raise taxes on those earning less than $250,000 a year. David Axelrod spoke yesterday on ABC's This Week. He said President Obama has no interest in, quote, drawing lines in the sand when it comes to funding the health care reform plan making its way through Congress.
The important thing at this point is to keep the process moving, to keep people at the table, to keep the discussions going. We've gotten a long way down the road.
Democrats are pushing for the tax hike as a way to pay for the health care plan without increasing the federal deficit. Current proposals call for a tax on health plans that exceed about $17,000 for families and just under $7,000 for individuals. This week in a Washington suburb, Obama is holding a town hall-style meeting in order to help sell the plan. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
A little give and take with stocks today. Asian markets were mixed. Hong Kong and Tokyo shares were lower. Shanghai stocks were up. European stocks mostly higher right now. The DAX is up about 0.5% over in Frankfurt. On Wall Street Friday, markets were basically flat, but the NASDAQ had a slight gain and added about 0.5% for the week. The Dow shed more than 1% last week, and the S&P 500 fell 0.33%. You know, as we reach the midpoint of the year tomorrow, the broader S&P index is pretty much unchanged. But don't let that fool you into believing it's been an uneventful year. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So here we are at the midpoint of the year, and we've got these two indices that really are pretty much where they were at the beginning of the year.
And clearly, as you know, since the numbers are pretty much where they were when the year started, that must mean nothing happened, right?
But a lot's happened since the first of the year.
Right. And as we remember painfully, first the markets went down like mad, about 20%. And then when people were getting ready to shoot themselves, they turned around and rallied 25% to get back where they started.
Now, these are broad stocks, right? I mean, what does this mean to the average Joe or the average Jane who maybe are watching the stock market right now and thinking to themselves, you know, I want to get involved, or maybe they're just taking their blood pressure?
Well, one thing it means is if you're a cardiologist handling investors, you had a great year because there was stress going down and stress going up. For an average person, I think what this shows is how much better off you are just doing nothing rather than trying to react to the latest piece of news, because a typical person would have sold out when the market was going down, would have bought when the market was going up, and would have less money than they have just having sat around and done nothing.
So here we are at the half point of the year. What do we expect for the rest of this year?
We expect things to be exciting.
That's the only limb you'll go out on.
Well, it's when they asked some legendary figure, what will the market do? And he said, fluctuate. So, I mean, if Steve knew, I don't think I'd be telling anybody. I think I'd be out getting rich.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, Steve, and a rich regard to you.
By the way, it's been quite the roller coaster ride for some stocks in the broader S&P index. Sprint, Nextel, XL Capital, and Ford, to name a few, have all risen from the ashes of a market meltdown to more than double in value this year. Imagine driving a wheelchair with only the power of your mind. Toyota says it's figured out a way to do that, and fast. The company says today it has one of the fastest systems for analyzing brain waves to steer a mechanical chair left, right, or forward. Stopping the chair requires a little more. The driver must puff up a cheek. The driver wears a cap that allows a computer to analyze the brain signals and facial movements. Toyota says it's still developing the technology and isn't planning to sell the wheelchair just yet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
The Apollo Group reports earnings later today. You may not know the name, but Apollo operates a very familiar company, the University of Phoenix. And things are looking pretty robust for one of the world's largest online educators, part of a trend of better-performing for-profit schools. Here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
One university understands how you live today and where you want to go tomorrow.
Enrollment is up 20% this year at the University of Phoenix. It has nearly 400,000 students, most of them in cyberspace. And practical, trade-oriented programs like Phoenix's are what people want right now, says Terry Hartle with the American Council on Education.
During periods of economic stress, fields of study with clear occupational outcomes are the most popular with students.
Trade schools also offer flexibility, says Martin Vanderwerf, director of research services at the Chronicle of Higher Education. He says online classes are easy to fit into your schedule. And he says schools like the University of Phoenix and ITT Tech have relationships with employers and can tailor training programs to existing jobs.
Transaction between students and higher education has become much more of a retail transaction.
The downside? Cost. Vanderwerf says tuitions are high at commercial trade schools, and most students have to take out expensive private loans. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is there where you can share your thoughts with him. Inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.